Okay, today's shiur is Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Vav. Today's shiur is sponsored Lili Nishmas Menachem Sion Ben Yaakov Yisrael on the occasion of his yahrzeit, the father of Henry Orlinsky, the dedicated by Henry and Mindy Orlinsky. We thank the Orlinskys for their sponsorship. Again, today's shiur will be the last for a couple of days from the new cycle. We'll put up from the last cycle the next couple. I'm not exactly sure which day we'll start again, but B'nai Shevin will be in a couple of days as I travel back to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we are on Lamed Hei Amid Beis, and we will start towards the bottom of the page. Okay, we'll start with, we're in the Kal Vachomers, if we remember, talking about Avoda and Ritzicha of Bezdin, not Ritzicha, but if Kohen is violated Ritzicha, Bez is going to put him to death, and Shabbos, all the different Kal Vachomers, which we got into based on the earlier Halacha, that Bez is not allowed to inflict an Onesh on Shabbos, whether it's Misa, whether it's Malkus, we have the Suffolk, what about Knossos, but either way, that's the Pasuk of Parshat Vayakel, Lo Savar Reish B'chol Moshe Voseichem, and the Gemara went into Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish discussing all three halachos, including the one that is relating to our discussion of Inui Hadin, of why Bezek cannot judge a case on Friday by Nefashos, because you might have to, you can't finish it today, and if it's Lechiev, you have to wait, and there's going to be Inui Hadin, and you can't put somebody to death on Shabbos, and that is why we got into our discussion. So Amar Abaya, we'll start with eight lines up from the bottom. Amar Abaya, Hashtet to Amrit, Ein Ritzicha Docha Es HaShabbos, now that we have said that Ritzicha is not Docha Shabbos, meaning Bezdin putting somebody to death is not Docha Shabbos, Ein Ritzicha Docha Zavodim Kal Vachomer. So you should say, based on a Kal Vachomer, that if a Kohen is about to do the Avoda, we shouldn't take him away from doing the Avoda in order to judge him. Why? The following Kal Vachomer. Uma Shabbos Shenitzches B'Pnei HaAvoda. Ein Ritzicha Doche Osa, if Avoda beats Shabbos, and Shabbos beats Ritzicha, so to speak, so Avoda, Shehi Doche Esa Shabbos, Ein Odishlo, De Ritzicha Doche Osa. So Avoda, which is Doche Shabbos, we know the carbon tamid, we know the carbon of seber that are brought on Shabbos, so surely Ritzicha should not be Doche it. So again, to put it into clear words, Avoda is Doche Shabbos. Shabbos is Doche Ritzicha, meaning Shabbos beats putting somebody to death. So if A beats C and B beats C, A beats B and B beats C, so then A should beat C. Avoda being Doche Shabbos, Shabbos being Doche Ritzicha, so Avoda should be Doche Ritzicha, and therefore a Kohen should be able to continue doing his Avoda, if, even though Bezek could take him away. So the Gemara says, Elo Hadech Zeh Meim Bizbechitik Ocher Lamus, but what do you mean? But there's a Pasuk. There's a pasuk that we had earlier on top that there's a special limud that teaches me that's not true. From the mizbeach we take him in order to put him to death. Me'im mizbechi tekechen alamus. So the Gemara says, "Ahu lo karben yachid, delo dachi Shabbos." Maybe that's only by a karben yachid. The whole kal vachomer works by assuming that avod is docha Shabbos by a karben sibur. Karben sibur is docha Shabbos. Right, the carbon is chiyuvim of the tzibur, but carbon yachid is not docha Shabbos, so that the kal vachomer doesn't work for a carbon yachid. So that's what the pasuk is talking about. Me'im mizbechi tikachenu is talking about only by a carbon yachid. Amar Rava, Rava says, well, a minute. So you're saying it's not about a carbon yachid. So say the kal vachomer also. Lo te ritzicha docha carbon yachid mi kal vachomer. So just make another kal vachomer with a carbon yachid, and you have the same question. What's the kal vachomer? Yantif. Uma yantif shenidche mipnei carbon yachid. Yantif, which is pushed aside by a carbon yachid, meaning. This is according to the Deah. We'll see this in a minute. There's a machlokas tanoim, whether one can bring nedarim and nedavos on yantif. Not olas, because that cannot be enjoyed on yantif, but a shlamim at least. Shabbat, can you bring a nedava? So if you assume that it can be brought on yantif, you have the following kal vachomer. Ma yantif shenitcha mipnei karben yachid, ein ritzicha doche osa. Yantif, which is pushed aside by a karben yachid. Karben yachid beats yantif, and yet yantif beats Ritzicha, we assume the same halacha applies to Shabbos and Yantif, that if a Bezin did not put somebody to death on Shabbos or on Yantif, Rashi says on top, right, quoting the Mishnah in Megillah, De'ein bein Yantif l'Shabbos ela ochel nefesh bilvad, right, that's the only difference between Shabbos and Yantif. So if Yantif is nitcha b'nei karben yachid, and yet Bezin does not put somebody to death, karben yachid shehu doches Yantif, ein odishlo de Ritzicha doche osa. So again, carbon yachid beats yantif, yantif beats ritzicha. So carbon yachid should be retzicha. Meaning, even if a kohen is about to do a carbon yachid, he should be taken away, he should not be taken away by Beis Din. And we know that's not true. We just said, oh, the pasuk of Be'im Bizbechi Tikachet Olamus is talking about carbon yachid. No, but Rava says it's a kavachomer that you can say otherwise. So the Gemara says, Hani Chalamad Amar, so the whole kavachomer falls away, and there wouldn't be a problem if you hold a Nidarm and a Davis Kraven Miyantiv. If you hold like what we hold, that you cannot bring Nidarm and Adavis on Yantif. Only Karbonis Shel Chova can be brought on Yantif, right? Not Cholamoid. We're talking about Yantif itself. So if you hold that Nidarm and Adavis cannot be brought on Yantif, Machlokes and Mesechas Beitza, so then there's no Kal V'Chomer, then everything is saved. And we're back to the previous Kal V'Chomer of Abaya. And the Kal V'Chomer is talking about a Karbon Tzibur. The Pasuk's talking about a Karbon Yachid. And good, and we ended up with the shita, which we don't hold of, that a carbon, that a ritzicha, sorry, avoda beats carbon sibur, meaning if the, beats a ritzicha, an avoda of a carbon sibur beats a ritzicha. Elamanda amar nedar v'nedavas kreve biyantif, but if you hold that nedar v'nedavas can be hukra v'nyantif, ma'ikalameima, then we're back to the kasha of Rava. So elamar Rava. So Rava gives a different idea. Rava says, you, no, the whole thing is rejected. Not only according to that opinion of Nadar Menadavis, not only is there a problem according to that opinion, that there's a pasuk that's against the Kal V'Chomer, and therefore the Kal V'Chomer has to be rejected, right? Kal V'Chomer can't beat a pasuk, right? We know that the principle we've discussed in the past of Ein Onshin Min Hadin, for the various reasons, one of them being, there might be a pircha to the Kal V'Chomer, but for sure, if there's a pasuk against the Kal V'Chomer, obviously, the Kal V'Chomer doesn't work. But Rava says, not only according to the opinion of Nadar V'Nadavas Kraven B'Yantif, Elafilu L'manda Amar Nadar V'Nadavas Ein Kraven B'Yantif. Even if you say Nadar V'Nadavas cannot be Hukra V'Yantif, and therefore you might think that you have the Kal V'Chomer and the pasuk, no. Haksiv Me'im Mizbechi, you wanted to say Me'im Mizbechi is talking about carbon yachid? No, can't be. Me'im Mizbechi, Mizbechi HaMeyuchadli. The zevach, mizbech from the word zevach, the carbon, that is miyuchad, is unique to me. Umay ninhu, tamid. That's talking about the carbon tamid, as the representative of carbon asibur. But it's the carbon tamid. V'yamarachmana, meyim mizbechi tikachen ulamus. The pasuk says, meyim mizbechi from the carbon tamid tikachen ulamus. And therefore, you see the pasuk is even by a carbon sibur. If it's by a carbon sibur, then Abaya, your Kal V'Chomer, doesn't get off the ground. And therefore, we end up saying that, no, avoda is pushed aside by Ritzicha. If a Kohen is about to do the avoda, me'im mizbechi tikachet alamus, we take him to judge him and to, for bezdin to, be mechayiv emisa if he is so deserving. So that's the maskana, right? Ritzicha is doche all avoda, not just the carbon, tzibur, not just carbon yachid, but also by carbon tzibur. The carbon tamid, we know, is a very unique carbon in many ways, right? It's the first carbon that's brought every single day, and it's the last carbon brought every single day. The aseita hashlama, or the special halacha that all carbonas have to be between the poles of the carbon tamid, morning and after, with one exception to the rule. And that, of course, is Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach and Erev Pesach, the busiest day of the year in the Beis HaMikdash, was Erev Pesach, busiest day of the year. Every Jew had eat a kezayis of the Karban Pesach, and that is all done after the Karban Tamid. That's why, we know the Rambam quotes this, there's a discussion about when the best time for Mincha is, right? Mincha, Machlokas Tur in the Rambam. The Tur says, Mincha Gedola. Right, because Mincha Gedola is reason like the Mila Mitzvahs, while the Rambam says Mincha Ketana. Why? Because Mincha is parallel to the Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim, and that's usually brought late in the day, and therefore Mincha is parallel to the Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim. Why Bechlal, the Rambam quotes, is there a kazim of Mincha Gedola? Because when you bring the Karban Tamid earlier, because you have all the Karban Pesachs afterwards, so that's why there's a concept of a Mincha Gedola. But either way, the concept of the carbon tamid are the poles. And the fact that we have the tfilos, shachris and mincha, keneged tamid shel shachar, keneged tamid shel ben arbayim. Tamid is a defining carbon. Right? Remember the Mishnah in the end of Maseches Tainis. The Mishnah tells us the five tragedies that happen on Shvasa B'Tammuz and the five tragedies that happen on Tisha B'Av. One of the five tragedies that happened on Shvasa B'Tammuz is Right, the first one. Luchos were broken. What's the second one listed in the Mishnah? Right, what would we have put first? What's the most famous tragedy that we would have put first? Is the walls were broken. The siege was the beginning of the end, 3 weeks before Tisha B'Av. But what does the Mishnah say? Nishtaber Luchos, Ubatel HaTamid. The Karban Tamid stopped. Vehuvka Ha'ir, the number three, the walls were broken. Vesarav HaPosimus is HaTorah, Vehemid Selam Behechal. But the luchos, the tamid stopping, the tamid is a defining carbon. And the day that that stopped, the consistency that the carbon tamid represents, that was a terrible tragedy. And that's one of the reasons that we mourn on the, on Shavuos Matamos. The Sefer HaChinuch, where the carbon tamid is mentioned in, Parshas Pinchas, discusses, Bishar Shia Mitzvah, Mitzvah Tuf Aleph, 401. This, Parshas Pinchas. He says, "Shidistavinu ba'avodazu atemidis shehi pa'amayim bayom bezrichas Hashemesh ubin toso la'arov l'manis orer mitoch ha'maisa azeh." We should be inspired by this action. The first thing we do every day. And what are the last things we do every day? V'nasim kol libeinu v'chol machshavoseinu l'davka b'shem barachu. We should have dveikus to Hashem. V'yamarnu kama pamim, and have written 100 times, says the Chinuch. Sha'adam nif'al v'tiv'o mis'orer l'fi esek ma'aseihu. We're influenced by what we are involved in. V'lachein, b'yosa adam nachon b'tiv'o sh'tzarech l'sakein l'mazon pa'amayim erev avoker nistavesh yasim megamaso v'esko b'esek avodas barach gam k'eshtei pamim. You eat twice a day, God has to eat twice a day, so to speak. It's lachmi, as we just said, mizbechi. Labal yetia avodas ha'eved la'asmo yeteir al avodas l'rabo. You can't eat more than what you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Those days they ate twice a day. They didn't eat really eat 3 times a day. That relates to the sugya of waiting 6 hours because between Fleishas and Milchus, because the Gemara just says in Chulin, they wait to Su'udasa Achrita. So Rov Rishonim assumed that means 6 hours. That was the time period in between. The kol zeh lama kedei la'orer rucho v'chefso tamid liskares boro. So the carbon tamid, it's the consistency of what is needed every morning and every afternoon. We have to bring it. And of course, many are familiar with the famous Medrash that we don't know what the source of the Medrash is, but we know it's quoted in the Hagdama of the Ein Yaakov. The Ein Yaakov, Allah, in his commentary, one of the great Agadic commentaries in the Hakdamas HaKosev, at the beginning of the Ein Yaakov, so he quotes the Medrash that says, a three-way machlokes, again, we don't know where this Medrash is from, but it's a three-way machlokes tanoim, what is the most inclusive pasuk in the Torah? Ben Zoma Omer, Ben Zoma says, that first pasuk, Matinu pasuk kolo yoser, what is the most inclusive pasuk in the Torah? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, that's the most inclusive pasuk. Ben Nanas Omer, Matinu pasuk kolo yoser. V'hu, v'yaf l'orecha kamocha. Shimon ben Pazi Omer, interesting, they're all Shimons. Shimon ben Anash, Shimon ben Pazi, and Shimon ben Zoma. Shimon ben Pazi Omer, Matinu pasuk kolo yoser. If you had to write the biggest, the most important psukim in the Torah, the most defining, the first pasuk of the Shema Yisrael, second one says, Vazavecha Gamocha. Third, Esakev Ezachat, that's Seva Boker, Vesakev Ezashrita, Se Ben Harbayim. Amar Rebbe Ploni al Raglov, Vomar Halacha Keben Pazi. Right, Rebbe Ploni stands on his feet and says, oh, we pass it like Ben Pazi. Kechot Dechsiv, Kechol Ashin Ani Mare Oscha, Es Tavlis Abishkar, Es Tavlis Kokilov, V'chein Tasu. Right, that's the addition to the Medrash, that the Bepazi. So what is that? That's the most defining pasuk, the pasuk by the Karban Tamid. Yes, that symbolizes consistency. One might even say, that's the Dafyomi pasuk. Right, the Dafyomi pasuk is, as a kevzachat ha'sev ha'boker, ve'sakev ha'shri ta'sev bein ha'arvayim. Right, it's every single day, the consistency that the Karban Tamid represents, and that is our avoda, tries to be Tamid as well. Okay, we continue. That was just a little bit about me. Mizbechi being defined as Mizbeach HaMiyuch, Mizbechi HaMiyuch Ali, that is the Karban Tamid. We continue. Dine Mamanis, HaTameos VeHaTaharos, says the Gemara. So Dine Mamanis, Tameos VeHaTaharos, remember we're back to the beginning of the Perek, the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis, where the Mishnah says, Mamanis, Tameos, and Taharos are all Maschilin Min HaGadol. The greatest Dayan gives his view first. But the nefashos maschilim menatzad. Nefashos maschilim menatzad. Why? Because we don't want the, well, we'll get to the source, Be'ez Hashem, in a minute, but we don't want the greatest Dayan to give his opinion and nobody else is going to argue with him by Nefashos. Amar Rav, but first we have a little story. Ano havai b'minyana de Bei Rebbe. I was by the minyan of Bei Rebbe. I was there. Uminoi didi havimas liberesha. And Rav says, they started, I was by Rebbe, right? A Rebbe was the greatest, right? Obviously, and Rav, and they started with me. They started with me, even by Minatzad. I'm sorry, even by Mamanis. They started with me. I don't know why they started with me, right? They weren't supposed to start with me, except, right, by Nefashos. V'hana maskele min agadol tanan. It says maskele min agadol. Amar Rav, b'rei de Rav, v'itema Rebbe Hillel, b'rei de Rebbe Vals, shani minyana de Bei Rebbe. Rebbe was different. De kulhu minyanayu minatzad avi maskele. He was super humble. And therefore, no matter what, he started from the side. Right, he started in Atzad, he started from the lowest. Even by Mamanis, he didn't want to give his opinion first. Right, and therefore, he let everyone else give their opinions first. Rashi, Menatzad Avi Mischeli, Mipnei Anava, Yesera, Shahaisa, Bo. Rebbe had tremendous anava, and therefore he was maschil min hatzad. Right? We know that. We need Rashi, obviously, but we know that from the Mishnah. The Mishnah in the end of Sota. Remember the Mishnah on the last Mishnah in Sota, where the Mishnah discusses the midos that disappeared after certain tanam disappeared. Misha meis Rebbe Akiva batel kavod haTorah. Misha meis ben Zoma batlu hadarshanim. Misha meis Rebbe Chanina ben Dosa batlu anshei Maisa. Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, Rav Asher Weiss likes to point out, Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, we do not have any halachic statement in all of Shas, Bavli, Rishalmi, Medrash, everything from Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. All we have is our Maisim. Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, he used to daven, you know, and he used to know if the Chola was going to be healed or not, you know, by the way he davened. Or he, Rabbi Chanina Mendoza and his daughter, you know, lit the vinegar instead of the oil, right? There was a snake that was dangerous. He put his foot on the snake's hole and the snake bit him and the snake died, right? So, we have Maisim. So that's what he's called, Anshei Maisa. Mishameis Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, Balu Anshei Maisa. And then the Mishnah says, Mishameis Rebbe, Batal Anava. Right? Rebbe was the Anav, right? That's what we have here. Right, he was a Maslim and Atzad, right? But he was the Anav. And that's why we've quoted in the past with Yosef Engel Sa'ara that the only person in Shas who uses the Lashon of Omer Ani is Rebbe. Often we have Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani. Why Omer Ani is like La'ani is Daiti. Right, in my humble opinion, it's a reflection of, you know, it's Omer Ani. Right, he said maybe it's he's saying the Ani in me, the Pintel Yid, the Nekudas Nisos HaKedushas say, because that really me. It says Rebbe, but that's the symbol of Anava is Rebbe. So in some of the Mefarshim even say, actually before, we'll mention it again, we have mentioned it in a couple of weeks, the idea of the end of Sota there on that Mishnah of Misameis Rebbe Batla Anava, Amar of Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Los Tisni Anava, Deika Ana. Rav Yosef says, no, it's not true. I'm still here, right? And the Kasha, what? That's Anava. So the various suggestions given, the Vilna Gaon says there's a Tana named Ana, right? He's referring to Ana, and others, Ben Yoyada there as a Pshat. But the Pshat that we like to say over is that who's talking here? Rav Yosef is talking. Rav Yosef was the one throughout Shas a number of times is the one that forgot his learning. His Talmidim remind him, Rebbe, you taught this to us, don't you remember? But he forgot so much of his learning. Rav Yosef says, you think Anava is gone? You think you can't learn humility? You can't recognize that you're not the center of the world and you don't decide everything? Look at my life. Deika Ana. Look what happened to me. Right? Look, life is so fickle. Life is so, what's here today is gone tomorrow. You don't know what's going to be. Remember the Gemara in Baba Basra, one of the Rabbi Bar Chana Gemaras, where he was once on a boat and he sees an island and they get off and they go to the island and they start setting up shop and they make a barbecue and all of a sudden the island starts shaking and they jump off the island and they realize it wasn't an island, it was a whale. Right? And he says, if we weren't close enough, we would have died. Sometimes life seems to be land, terra firma, and then all of a sudden, it turns into an animal, it turns into a whale. Rabbi Yosef says, you want to know Anava? Lo tisni Anava. Di'ika Ana. You can still learn, Anava. Rabbi Yudah Anasi obviously had that attitude always. He didn't need, Rabbi Yosef to teach him that. But that's Mishameis Rebbe, Batva Anava. It's an interesting discussion in the Achronim relating to the Kamsa and Bar Kamsa Gemara. It's one of the most mysterious lines in all of Shas. Right, the end of that Gemara, right, it was Zechariah ben Avkulis, if we remember. They didn't know what to do with Bar Kamsa. right? He brought this balmum. They say, okay, let's kill Bar Kamsa. No, why? Because he's a rodev. So Rav Chaya Akula says, no, because then people are going to say, if you bring a balmum to the Beis HaMikdash, you're Chai Misa. Okay, let's be makrevit anyway. No, people are going to say that if you're makrevit, so then you're allowed to be makrev Bali Mumin. And this whole discussion, what does the end of the Gemara say? It led to the Churban Abayis, and on Vesenus, Rav Chaya Akula is Hechrev as Batenu Vechulu. Is the Gemara faulting Rav Zechariah ben Avkulis? Did he do something wrong? Did he cause the Churban? Or not? Is that, like, one is not sure how to read the Gemara. The Ramchal, the Mesul Shisharim assumes that he did the wrong thing. It was misguided Chasidus. He writes towards the end of the Sefer, I think in Parachaf or so. But other Achronim are not so sure. And also, why'd he give his opinion and nobody argue with him? Was he the greatest? If he was the greatest and it was about Dina Nefashis, what's the halacha here? Maschilim and Atzad. If it's Maschilim and Atzad, so why'd he give his opinion first? Unless you say that he thought he wasn't the greatest. He thought he wasn't the greatest. That's why he went first, even though he was the greatest. Right? That's why once he gave his opinion, nobody else could argue with him. So there's a whole discussion in the Achronim, exactly how does that Gemara fit into our Gemara of Maschilin min Hatzad. Okay, let's continue. Once we have one statement from Rabbi Hillel Braid to Rabbi Vals, right? He's not such a common name in Shas, so we have another statement in his name. V'yomar Rabba Brei Derava. V'yitema Rabbi Hillel Brei Derav Vals. Miyamos Moshe Va'ad Rebbe. Lo Matzino Torah V'gdil V'makam Echad. From the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, we don't have the Torah and Gedula and authority in one person. You don't have it. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Melech. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was the Melech, and he was the greatest Torah scholar of the time. So too, Rebbe. Rebbe was the Nasi, and he was the greatest Torah scholar of his time. So yes, sir, from Moshe to Rebbe, there was nobody like them. Nobody like them that had both. We might call it the religious powers and the political power, so to speak. That's the Moshe and Rebbe. Right? Later on, we know it was separated. Right? It was separated, right, between. Right? And that was Binyamin and Yehuda. We like to point out the Gemara in Zvachim. Gemara in Zvachim that talks about the entire Mizbeach, I think Nun Gimel, Nun Dalet, the entire Mizbeach had to be in the Shevet of Binyamin. That's why the south and the east side of the Mizbeach did not have a Yesod across the whole side, because that's exactly where the border went from Binyamin and Yehuda, and the entire Mizbeach, based on an Unkelus, had to be in Binyamin, and the other side was Yehuda, and that's where Malchus Beis David was, in Shevet Yehuda. What's so important? So the Marsha, and that covers only two pages or two pieces of Marsha in Ol HaZvachim, in the Chiddushi Agados, says the Marsha, because there's a separation between the religious powers and the political powers, right? But at least here, certain times in history, they were both in one person. You have Moshe Rabbeinu, and we have Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So the Gemara says, "Velo, is that really true? That there was nobody else? V'ohave Yehoshua. What about Yehoshua? Right, the whole source of Moreb Malchus is from Yehoshua, Perek Aleph. Right, remember the Reuven, Gad, and Chatzim Menashe say, "Kol Ish Asher Yamar Espichu, whoever doesn't listen to you, right, Mos Tamus." That's the source of Moreb Malchus. So what about Yehoshua? No, Havi Elazar. Elazar was also. The Ad Ramah says, and even though Yehoshua was greater than Elazar, still, there was still a great Torah scholar. Doesn't mean that there was nobody close. Just read that line from the Yad Ramah. Nehi debigdula lohai b'Yisrael kamoso, b'chachma miyas havi Elazar. V'lo havi tor b'makam echad. Well, I said it the opposite way. Even though Yehoshua was the most powerful in gedula, in authority, Elazar and he were both tremendous Talmidei Chachamim, and therefore it wasn't Torah b'makam echad. Let's just do the whole line and then we'll talk about it. V'havi Pinchas. What about Pinchas? Havi Zakenim. Wasn't Pinchas alone? No, there was Zakenim were with him. Who were the Zakenim? Interesting line in Rashi. The question is, what's the Girsa? Our Girsa is Asniel v'Ivson u'Boaz. What's the problem? Problem is that Chazal say Ivson was Boaz. So you have to change the Girsa. You see the Marshal changes it to Asniel the Ivson, Shehu Boaz. Alright, changes it to those two. Okay, but either way, there was a Kedim. V'ho Havi Shaul. What about Shaul HaMelech? Havi Shmuel. V'ho Noach Navshe. Wait a minute, didn't Shmuel die? Right, remember the Gemara in Tainis, Shmuel died. They didn't want to see the Malchus taken away from Shaul, so Hashem had him die earlier. Right? Shkuli Shani Kedim. No, we're talking about people who their entire lives had these powers. V'ho Havi David. Havi Ira, Havi Iri. Noach Nafshe, but didn't he die? Kulu Shani Kamrinan. It has to be their entire lives. V'havi Shlomo, v'havi Shimon Ben Gera, Didn't Shlomo have him killed? Kuleshani kamrinan. It means his whole years. Right, each one of these, we could spend the whole shiur talking about their amazing life story from the Navi. Vahavi Chizkiah. What about Chizkiah HaMelech? Right, the one that did the amazing tshuva movement. Where do we have Chizkiah? Right, we had Chizkiah earlier, if you remember, in the second paragraph. Right? Remember in the sugyas about the Melech, about each person being compared, each door. I think it was at the top of Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, right? We had the story of Chizkiyahu HaMelech and how he brought the door of Chizkiyah. He brought everybody back to Torah, right? The Gemara, Rashi there quotes the Gemara later on, right? Chabotku midonvad bersheva v'lomatsu ama'aretz. Everybody knew Halacha. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Havi Shevna. There was Shevna. We had Shevna also earlier. Remember, Shevna was the one that shot an arrow outside to Sancherev, to the king of Ashur, and he said, I'm going to give in, I'm going to give up, and then he went out with all the people, and Gavriel came and closed the door behind him, and then Shevna was killed by Sancherev. Sancherev thought he was making fun of him. He was called Kesher Shel Rishayim, based on the Pasuk in Yishayahu. That was the story, remember, of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish called the rabbis that he was with, that kept giving the benefit of the doubt to the people working in Shemitah, he called them Kesher Shel Rishayim. The Gemara asks, where does that Lashon come from? It comes from Shevna. Shevna was at the time of Chizkiyah. V'ha Igdal, but Shevna was killed. Kulushani Kamrinan. Again, it means the whole years of Chizkiyah. V'havi Ezra, Havidachemya ben Chikliya, period. So there was nobody. The Gemara keeps its original statement. There was nobody between Moshe Rabbeinu and Rebbe who had Torah v'gdula b'mechel mechad. There are fascinating discussions here in the Rishonim. What about other people? What about other people? Right? What about Chizkiyah? The first Tosfos discusses both Tosfos and Tosfos Kulhu discusses Yehoshua. We said, what about Elazar? What about Asniel ben Kenaz? Remember that Gemara in Temura? Temura says when after Moshe Rabbeinu died, so much Torah was forgotten, and Asniel ben Kenaz brought it back with his Pilpul Shel Torah. So why does it say Elazar? What about Asniel? Right? He was the first Shofet. Right? What about Asniel? So says the Tosfos. The Tosfos does not answer the question. He just leaves it v'tema. Why wasn't he answer? Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, well, maybe he had the Torah, but he didn't have the Gedula. He didn't have the authority. Right? Until later on. So later on, he became the Shofet. Interesting, there's a line, we've quoted this in the past, the Rambam, in his Hakdama to Mishnah Torah. Right? Remember, has the big Hakdama is that he has the Pirkei Avos, and to Pirush Mishnayis Bechlal and to Chelek. But he has a smaller Hakdama at the beginning of Mishnah Torah. We referred to this actually a week or so ago when we discussed Talmud Bavli. Balu B'mishta Balu Mikra. So the Rambam discusses in that Hakdama that Gemara. But also the Rambam in that Hakdama talks about the Shalshelas HaMesora. Talks about Torah going from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way to Ravina and Ravashi. So the Rambam there says, Ava bishlo nechtava Torah shebal peh. Limda Moshe Rabbeinu kula bebezdina l'shemim zakenim. Moshe Rabbeinu taught all of Torah to the 70 elders, like the Gemara describes in Erevin. The Elazar u'Pinchas v'Yehoshua. Shloshtan kiblu b'Moshe. Yeshua, Elazar ben Chazar Yeshua got it from Moshe. Interesting, with Tosfos' comment, not Asniel ben Kenaz. He did not get it from Moshe. Elazar ben Chazar Yeshua. Uli Yehoshua, next line, right after the Rambam says, Elazar, Pinchas, and Yeshua got it from Moshe. Vili Yehoshua, Shehu Talmido, Shel Moshe Rabbeinu, Masar Torah Shebal Peh. Vitzivuhu Aleha. And to Yehoshua, who was his Talmud, he gave the Torah Shebal Peh. Vechen Yehoshua, Kol Yimei Chayav, Lamad Al Peh. Vizakenim Rabim, Kiblu Mi Yehoshua. Vikibel Eli, Menazakenim Umi Pinchas. Vishmuel Kibel Me Eli. Vidavid Kibel Mi Shmuel. Vachiyashiloni Kibel, right, continues all the way to Ravina and Ravashi. I think it was the 40 generations. But ask for Moshe Soloveitchik. I don't understand. How do you put these two lines together? Moshe gave it to Elazar, Pinchas, and Yeshua, and the very next line, and to Yeshua, his Talmud, he gave the Torah Shebal Peh. It just says he gave it to all three. No. There's a special din of Ba'alei HaMesorah. There's a special idea. There are many great rabbis throughout every generation, but there are certain rabbis that are chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they might not even realize it at the time, to be the ones that carry the torch of the Mesorah to the next generation. Certain Gedolim, certain Ba'alei HaMesorah. So yes, even though Moshe gave the Torah to all three, Yeshua carried the torch. He was the Ba'al HaMesorah. And it doesn't even have to be the greatest rabbi of the time. Right, we mentioned from Rav Gifter in Pashirim, the unbelievable comment on the Gemara in Sukkah, where the Gemara talks about the greatest Talmidim of Hillel, Gadol Shebekulon, and the Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel, and Katan Shebekulon, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Right, Katan Shebekulon, but he ended up being the Gadol Ador. He was the one that made all the takanas of Zecher LeMikdash, right, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Because he was the transmitter of Torah. He had that ability. He was the Baal HaMesorah. And that's why we have, even though Elazar was included, but Yoshua was the Baal HaMesorah. That also is maybe part of what's behind this discussion in the Rishonim. Good. There's a lot more here about Osniel Ben Kenaz, and maybe at the end we'll go back. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a beautiful piece in Parshas Baal Loscha. Actually, we'll mention it quickly, and then we'll continue. Rabbi Yaakov talks about that Gemara in Temura that we just mentioned on Daf Tezayin, where when Moshe died, Moshe was dying. He asked Yeshua, "You have any questions for me? Ask me, because it's time is running out." And Yeshua says, "Lo yamish b'tocha ohel. You wrote about me in your Torah. I never left you. How am I supposed to have any questions? That's Lokach kasavta bi. It's a great line. Didn't you write about me in the Torah? Umisharso Yoshua binun nar lo yamish mitocha oel miyad. And then Moshe dies, and what happens? Tashash kochos shel Yoshua v'nishtachu mimenu gimel halachos v'noldu lo zayin meyasfekus v'amdu kol Yisrael lahargo. Wow. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem saves him. But the question Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asks is, but Yeshua wasn't wrong. Right, Yeshua was right. Lo yamish bitocha oel. The Gemara is like faulting him. What did he do wrong? So says Rabbi Yaakov, Yeshua learned Kol HaTorah Kula, but there was one halacha that he didn't know. Maybe he couldn't have known. But mikom akom klal echad ba'alacha lo laman minenu. V'hainu aklal shemasru lanu chazal Shabbos Kuf Yud Beis. Im harishonim b'nei malachim, anu b'nei anashim. V'im rishonim b'nei anashim, anu kechamorim. The concept of Niskatnu Hadoros. The concept of one generation to the next generation, there are tkufos in halacha. There's the tkufa of Moshe Rabbeinu. There's the tkufa of Yoshua. There's the tkufa of every Tanoim, Amoraim. We discussed this, but we discussed the Gaonim a couple of days ago. But that Yoshua and Klal Yisrael needed to learn that concept. There's the door of Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, and then there's the door of Mesorah Yoshua. And it's not the same door. And therefore, the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to teach this to Yeshua ben Nun, it could be that he couldn't have known, because Moshe was the first generation of the Mesorah. So we had to learn it through Yeshua, forgetting the halachos, and the concept of Niskatnu Hadoros in terms of Baalei HaMesorah. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Again, we get a lot more in the Navi Shiurim about all these individuals, but we'll continue. Amar of Ada Bar Ava, Af Ani Omer. Rav Ada Bar Ava says, you know what? I'll add on one more. Not between Moshe and Rebbe, but one more afterwards. Af Ani Omer, Mimos Rebbe Ad Ravashi, Lo Matzino Torah Gdula B'Makam Echad. From the days of Rebbe to Ravashi, we did not find Torah or Gdula B'Makam Echad. So it was Moshe Rabbeinu and Rebbe and Ravashi. Says the Gemara, "V'lo v'havi Huna bar Nasan." What about Huna bar Nasan? Right, he wasn't. He was alive at the time. Wasn't he also Torah Gdula b'makom echad? Says the Gemara, "Huna bar Nasan make up avikayif for the Ravashi." No, right, he was meshubid. He was subservient to Ravashi. Probably, I don't know for sure, but this could be the line where the Mimoshe ad Moshe line. Right, Mimos Rebbe, and this Lo Matzinu. So it's kind of like a play of words on the Rambam's Kever. Mimosha and Moshe Lo Kam Kimoshe. It's a similar type of language. So it could be that this is where the people who wrote it on the Kever got it from. Okay, Dina Nefarshes Maschilim and Atzad. There are a lot of fun dafim. Every daf in Shas is fun, but there are certain fun dafim in Sanhedrin that allow us to talk about a lot of different halachas. Okay, Dina Nefarshes Maschilim and Atzad. So next, that was all about Dini Mamanis. You start from the Gadol, and we got into that. Well, they didn't do that in Rebbe's best, you know, because he was an Anav. And then we got into these discussions. But the other half was Dini Nefashis, Maskelim and Hatzad. Dini Nefashis starts Min Hatzad, from the smallest Dayan. Minani Mili, Amar Avacha Bar Papa, Amar Kra, Losane Al Riv. It's spelled without the Yud, Losane Al Rav. Meaning, you don't argue on the Rav. Right, that is number one. Rashi, Losana Arav, Ksiv below Yud, Mashma, Lo Tachlok al Mufla Shal Bezdin. Don't argue. I translated that, but we'll see in a second what that means. On the greatest best, on the greatest of the best, in Hilchach lo maschilin and minei dilma chazel echova v'lo palgin ani lave. It's not 100% clear in Rashi. Does Rashi mean can't or does Rashi mean won't? When Rashi says lo maschilin the dilma v'lo palginon, he wouldn't argue on him or he can't argue on him. That is not so clear. It sounds like from Rashi, and this is how some Rishonim understand it, he can't. By Dina Nefashas, once the greatest Dayan gives his opinion, you can't argue on him. He's the greatest Dayan. The Nebuki Yosef here says, no, it's not and that's why you can't start with a Gadol. The Nebuki Yosef says, no. What do you mean? No matter who the greatest person is, if you're a Dayan and you think the Dayan's wrong, you have to give your opinion. It's not a he can't. It's that he won't, because he's the greatest Dayan. Says the Nebuki Yosef right here, Yud Gimel Amud Beis in the Daf Yarif. He quotes the Mefarshim, who we assume might be Rashi. Lav lameimer to Asur Lanos al Rav. To Adarabba, Asur Lo Lishtok. Elohachi Kamarkra. Sheroi Lasos Benyan Shalo Yitztarchu Lanos al Rav. She Yadabruhem Tchila. Falom Mibidik Vodesh Yish Lachu. Shemelo Yirtse. Hatalmid Lachlok Acha Gachal al Rav. Ki Yisbayesh Mimenu. Viach Nisvarav. Right, imagine Moshe Feinstein giving an opinion. And then one of us are going to say, oh yeah, but I think differently. No, we're not going to think differently. It's Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe gave his opinion. Right? So we won't. It's not that we can't. And therefore, says the that's the discussion in Rashi and the Nebuki Yosef. The Megillah Esayam points out here from the Achronim, obviously, if it's Tav B'Dvar Mishnah, even if you want to say it's he can't, if it's Tav B'Dvar Mishnah, then obviously you have to say something. Right? Not touch Tav B'Shikala Shikala Das. Okay. Says the Gemara. A different source. Rabba Bar Vachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mehacha. A different source that you start from the Tzad. V'yomer David Lanashav. When David said to his men, Chigru Ish Escharbo, V'yakru Ish Escharbo, V'yakar Gam David Escharbo. When they got ready, in the case of Naval, remember Naval, the husband of Abigail, right? David sent to him to give some food to his men, and he refused. And David would judge him as a Mor B'Malchus, and therefore he was getting his men ready to fight him, right? One of the mysteries in that story is how in the world did Abigail end up being married to Naval, right? Unclear exactly. It was a shidduch when they were very young, but it was Naval, that was his name, and Nuval, and how he ended up being married to Abigail, very unclear. But either way, so David says to his men, but what does the pasuk describe? First it says, Vayachru Ish Escharbo, all the other men got their sword ready, and then it says, Vayachar Gav David Escharbo. And then it said, David got his cherev ready. Right, and this is talking about judging Morad B'Malchus, Rashi explains, and that mirror is Dinin Nefashus. So that is, the discussion is, first, the men, the other men, and then David. The Rishonim here, Tosfos here asks, does a Morad B'Malchus have a regular Din Torah? Right, it sounds like here the Gemara is using Morad B'Malchus, rebellion of the king, as an example of regular case of Dinin Nefashus. Tosfos, Hacha Mashma Shemorad B'Malchus, Boil Medine. The David Ayachoshev Asma Melach. David thought of himself as the king at that moment, and it sounds like from here that there's a regular Din, but Vakasha. The Gemara in Megillah, he quotes, Morad B'Malchus, lo boil medine. Morad B'Malchus doesn't need a regular din. The king's allowed to kill him. So Tosfos has two answers. Tosfos says, well, maybe you at least need step one. The Yesh Lomar, the lo boil medine kishar chai v'emisus, elo l'kabel edus. V'leidim, who Morad B'Malchus? You need Kabbalah's edus. Kabbalah's edus, right, because you don't know if he's a Morad B'Malchus yet. Number one. Number two, Tosfos says, maybe the detail of dunning by Yom V'Gomrim the next day doesn't apply to Morad B'Malchus. You can finish it that day. Maybe that's the detail. The Ran here discusses, and the Radak also on Navi, discusses the issue of maybe the discussion was whether David was king yet or not. That's what Abigail alludes to him when Abigail stops him from going to kill Naval, right? David, was he the king yet? He was anointed, but he wasn't anointed. He wasn't fully accepted by Klal Yisrael yet. Shaul was still the king at the time that this story took place. So it wasn't clear that Morad B'Malchus should apply to David HaMelech when this story took place. Okay, but that's a little bit about the Dina Nefashis, Maskli Ben Asad. Amarav, Shona Adam Lotalmido, Badanimo Dina Nefashis. Once we're talking about judging Dina Nefashis, Rav says that a Rebbe and Talmud could judge Dina Nefashis together. right? He could teach him about different svaras and the lechova, lechus, and they can be judged on the same bezdin. Meisvi, is that really true? Hataharos vahatameos. Ha'avu b'no arav atalmido manam lishnayim. When it comes to tumah v'tahara, a father and son, a Rebbe and Talmud, can count as two different voices. Two different ones. They can count. Rashi says, because in those cases, you don't even need a minyan. It's not a davar hatzorach minyan. It's not a counting. You just give a psak. Second wide line in Rashi. Shahora asan biyachid. Vein by minyan. Elam kein chokin. Zorach lambo the minyan. But, dini mamanis, dini nefashis, vidini makis, kiddush achodesh, ibra shana. All of these where you need a certain number. Avu b'no rabat amido ein mon elam el echad. Only they could only count as one. So how could Rav say they could judge on the same bezdin by nefashas? Really, the Tosefta says you can only judge it to be counted as one. Answer, Kikam Rav. When did Rav say they could judge be counted as two? Kigon Rav Kahana v'Ravasi. Deligmere l'Rav havitzrichi, v'lisvere l'Rav lo havitzrichi. They were great. They had a Rebbe. They were Rebbe Talmud, but they were also independent. Right? They were taught, as Rashi says on top. Ki kam arav de talmido nimne lo amar elikagon ravkana vervasi. The ligmer avit tzrichi l'mashe shama meirabo. They needed to learn from their rebbe content. Ava lizvere, but once they got the content, and now they were trying to come up with svaris, lizvere limso rayo, so liyashe vata'amim eino tzrichin. But the application, they wouldn't need, and they would be okay with the application. Hilchach gavra ba'ape nafshehu. Therefore, they were considered independent. De'imishum gemara, de'shamamina, is it because, what, the content that they got? Kol Yisrael nami Moshe Giblu, what, everybody got the Torah from Moshe. And those 70 rabbis was a source for the Bezin of 71. So no, if it comes to content, obviously everybody has a Rebbe. But could you have the svaris independently? That's what it means that they can be counted separately. Period. Rabbi Avo says there are 10 differences. Look back in our Mishnah. We'll see how many there are soon. Be'ez Hashem, there are 10 differences that we had back at the beginning of the parak on Daf Lamed Beis between nefashas and mamonis. The kulan enogin b'shar haniskal, and none of the nefashos halachos apply to shar haniskal chutz me'esr mishlosh, except for 23, as we had back on Daf Beis. And in the first parak, we had the source for that. K'misas abaylim k'chmisas hashar. Only 23, but all the other ones having to do with chus and chova does not apply to shar haniskal. Minani mili, how do you know that? Amravacha bar papa damakra lo sate mishpat evyon chaberivo. Do not be mate the mishpat of the evyon, the one who is poor in judgment. Berivo mishpat evyon cha iatamate the mishpat evyon. You are not mate lechova by one. Avalatamate mishpat shashar niskal. But you are mate the mishpat of shashar niskal by one. Right? Rashi says because remember you have on the flip side the mitzvah of uviarta harami kirbecha. Right, that's also staring at me to the mitzvah saseh, uviata rami kirbecha. So yes, there's the concept of vihitzilu ha'eda. Right, there's throughout every case of nefashas, we have vihitzilu ha'eda and viata rami kirbecha. And they're fighting with each other, so to speak. Usually vihitzilu ha'eda wins by human beings. Vihitzilu ha'eda wins, and therefore viata hara is pushed and delayed because of, or even just gotten rid of because of Yitzilu Eita. You don't have that concept by animals. There's a concept of Sa'ar Balechayim, but there's no concept of saving an animal if there's a mitzvah of a Yata Ramikirbecha. And therefore, all the other differences are not applied to Shara Niska. Says the Gemara, Asara Hatesave, do the counting. It's only 9 differences, not 10. Why does Rabbi Yavo say 10? Ha'asara Ktani. Mishum de'ena kol ksherin ve'esra mishlosha chadahu. Says the Gemara, wait, because ena kol ksherin, right, that who could judge a case of mamonis and nefashas, and esra mishlosha chadahu. That's all counted as one. Why? It's all from the same makar, the same source. Rashi quotes, right, the hay tekashal lecha tes havi, mishum de'ena kol ksherin ve'esra mishlosha chadahi. The Maitaima Mamzer Pasol Medina Nefashis, right, the halacha of Ein HaKol Ksherin, not everyone can judge a Dina Nefashis case, that's excluding Mamzer. How do you know that from? The same source of needing the Sanhedrin, needing 23, they all have to be Dumya to Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's why they're counted together. Says the Gemara, Ha'igachriti, but 1 second, there's another one, Titania. Ein Moshivin b'Sanhedrin Zakein v'Saris u'Mishein lo banim. Right, you can't have in the Sanhedrin of 23 a Zakein, someone who has forgotten Sar Gidol banim. Rashi says, or Sarah, someone who never had children, Mishain lo banim, right? Because there's a certain level of rachmanis that they don't have. For Yehuda Mosef af achzari, also an achzari, a cruel person, cannot judge the case, right? Because we assume that they will be note towards the lechiyuv. And in all these differences, says the Gemara, v'chilufein b'mesis, the opposite applies to mesis, d'rachmana amar lo sachmo v'la sachase alav. As we have said, mesis, all these separate halachas apply in the opposite way to a mesis, not to have rachmanis, even though we learned earlier that the halachas of Yitzilu Ha'eda, that the Gemara says not to apply, we don't apply. But the Minchas Chinuch said other halachas of Hatzala would apply to mesis. It's just those mentioned beferish in the Torah are the ones that don't apply. Okay, we continue. Hakol k'sher lo dudin mamonis. Hakol asu yemai. Who does that include? Anyone could judge mamonis, but not nefashis. Amar Rav Yehuda asu yemamzer. It includes mamzer. The Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yonah here discusses, why doesn't the Gemara suggest chalal? Right, but the Gemara doesn't go that way. The Gemara suggests mamzer. Hatanina chalazimna. But didn't we already learn this in the Mishnah in Meseches Nida? Kala roi lado dinin nefashas roi lado dinin mamonis. Anyone who could judge a nefashas case could also judge a mamonis case. The yesh sherau'i ladun dinin mamonis. They roi lado dinin nefashas. But there are some that could judge mamonis, but not nefashas. V'havina and ba. And we discussed there la suye mai. V'yam rav yudah suye mamzer. And we included mamzer. So therefore, why is it, why do we need two Mishnayos to teach us? Okay, you're right. One of them is including teaching me that a ger could judge a mom in this case, and one that a mamzer could judge a mom in this case. And Tosfos here discusses, and the other Rishonim discuss, what could a ger judge? Could a ger judge anybody or only judge other gerim? Discussion in the Rishonim. V'tzricha, but the Gemara says you need both Mishnayos, one to teach ger, one to teach mamzer. D'yashminan ger, if you only learned that a ger could judge mom in his cases, d'ra'ui lavo bakoho. Because after all, a ger can marry, right, many people in Akla Yisrael. Aval mamzer emalo, but a mamzer cannot marry most people. So you might have thought a mamzer is on a different, in a different category, and he cannot be a dayan. V'yeshbin a mamzer t'bam mitipak shera, but mamzer, at least his parents were Jewish. Mitipak shera. Aval ger d'lobam mitipak shera emalo tzricha. That's why you need both limudim to teach me both of these, halachas, that a mamzer and a ger are both kasher for Dine Mamanis. Again, Tosfos and Chada was the Tosfos that I was just referring to, in terms of who the ger can judge. But not everybody can judge a nefashas case. My taima to Tani Rav Yosef. Why are they excluded? Right? Why are they excluded from nefashas? Right? They could count for a minion. They could do most mitzvahs. Why would they be excluded? They could be a big talmid chacham. To Tani Rav Yosef. Kishem shebezdin minukin b'tzedek, kach minukin mikol mum. Just like bezdin is totally righteous, so too they are cleansed from any mum, including Rashi says pagam mishpacha, lineage. Amar Amemer Maikra, Kulech Yafa Rayasi, Umum Einbach. As the Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, right, Mum Einbach, there is no Mum in you, referring to a family lineage. Vidim Mum Mamish, how do you know it's referring to family lineage? Maybe it's referring to, literally, a Mum, physical deformity. Amar Abacha Bar Yaakov, Amar Kra, Vizyatzvu Sham Imach, Imach Bedomin Lach, right, as we had earlier, also at the end of the first parak, this Gemara. Vizyatzvu They, Hashem says to Moshe, the 70 rabbis will stand with you, bidom inlach, like you, meaning miyuchas, like you. Vidom ha'asa mishim shechina, so maybe that's just mishim the shechina, meaning maybe they only had to be miyuchas, because they were about to have the shechina rest upon them, it was a harasha. But maybe later dayanim don't need this standard. El amar of nachem b'yitzchak, amar kra v'nasu'u itcha. They will carry with you, Moshe, itcha bedomin lecha lehevi. They will be like you, and therefore, that is the source for having to have yichus. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Just one thing I forgot to mention on yesterday's daf. I just remembered it now. I wanted to mention it. There's an interesting discussion in the Achronim. Why the Margolius Hashas here has, yesterday's daf had the machlokas of Yossi Rinasan about havara, lalav yatsas, lachalik yatsas, losavar eish b'chol Moshe oseichem, right? That's, it could be, at least according to one Tanan, that there's no Isser Daraisa there. There's no Isser Daraisa with Karis and Skila. Why would Havara be different and worse? So one of the Achronim suggests, because fire was created on Motzi Shabbos. Fire, right? Adam, the two different versions. Either Adam rubbed two rocks together, the first Boy Scout, and he created fire, or he was depressed after Shabbos and Hashem showed him fire, right? That's what we do Bar Murray Ha'esh for one of those two reasons. But either way, fire was, how can you say, Los Fareish B'chomosh Vaseichem, is like all the other malachis on Shabbos. It was created after the first Shabbos. So maybe that's why it could be different and inferior in terms of certain levels. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And again, the next couple of dafim will be put up from the last cycle. I'll be traveling. I'm not sure exactly which daf we'll pick up on, but Be'ez Hashem, we will pick up. Again, today's shiur was sponsored Lili Nishmas Menachem Tzion Ben Yaakov Yisrael on the occasion of his yahrzeit, the father of Henry Orlinsky, sponsored by Henry and Mindy Orlinsky. We thank them for their sponsorship.